Good morning and welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3. This is the early edition and it's time for Everyday Money Matters, your financial literacy program. That's right. Remember, Everyday Money Matters is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to questions should not be considered the financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial related issues. Now that we have that out of the way, it's your chance to make money, grow money, keep money, and ask questions as to make all that happen. If you want to send those questions in or ask yourself personally, do call any of these numbers live. That's 0809-222-0913. That's 0809-222-0913. There's also 0809-234-5913. That's 0809-234-5913. We're also on social media at Lagos Talks 913 on Twitter. Join the conversation there. Ask your questions. Send them in as well. We'll be more than happy to respond. Of course, we have our money man in the studio, Ugo Dre Obichukwu.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Looking dapper and sharp as usual.
Be like you.
Yeah, what can we say? What can we say? You know, that's all we can do. We look it, you have it. How about that? Welcome. It's Everyday Money Matters. Yes.
How
yes,
you
yes.
doing, man?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Wait, I'm hearing something, and I don't know if it's true or not, about this whole tax identification number and the fact that we might not be able to use our account next week. Is that true? Also, what's going on with that?
I don't know about you not being able to use your account, but okay. I know that one of the requirements that banks must have now is the tax identification number for you to open an account.
Oh, to open an account, not to operate.
When we're talking about
yes.
economic outlook,
yes, year, I remember.
We said it that look, it's gonna be a tax year.
Yeah, so
banks are gonna be demanding for your tax identification number so that they can hook it up to your BVN. So when you don't pay tax and that money comes in, they will collect it.
They can just help you to remind you.
Something that we had, there was a question, a very interesting question that came up from one of the attendees, and he was like, what if I get in, somebody dashes me money, or I get money and it comes into my account, are they gonna tax it and things like that? And the smart answer basically was, look, government actually taxes gifts.
So
it's capital gains tax. So
really,
yes, sir.
So a gift. So all these times we've been hearing these political stories, and people say, "Ah, no, it's a gift."
Yes,
even
sir.
That should be taxed.
Yes.
Wow.
Once it gets into your account, it's taxable. I think under the capital gains tax.
So is there? I just ask it for a friend, not for me, just for someone that I know. So is there anything that is not taxed in that way? Any amount of money you can receive that is not taxed? Just asking for a friend.
I don't understand what you mean about you.
No, I mean, like, you know,
they're
how
all taxed. I mean, like,
so taxes, even if I get school fees,
income,
school fees, they will tax me.
School fees is not a gift. Someone is paying school fees for you. So
yeah. So what if the person sent me the money
to explain what the money is for and to prove it?
Oh, okay.
So
you have to
pay
prove
money
it.
To your account that you say is for school fees. You have to explain who you paid the school fees to. Is it Sadiq Comprehensive High School?
It's a school on dating. I'm running a school.
So
on
they will need to know who you paid that money to. So
it's school fees.
Essentially. It's very interesting to see because what they say is that you got to be able to prove where that money came from. So
yeah.
Somebody came up with an interesting
where the money came
idea.
From.
Yeah, yeah. Whether I was school
fees. Yeah, exactly. School fees.
Interesting idea somebody came up with. And I hope the people in the tax authorities are not listening. Please turn down the volume.
Go and buy something. Call rent a book.
Listening, please.
Yeah.
And do not quote me. This is not a good way of talking.
It's his friend.
It's his friend. In a different voice.
So, what they said was that if somebody wants to give you a cash gift, don't tell them to give you cash. ask for a gift voucher.
Oh.
Because when you get a gift voucher, just go to the store and then spend. Okay. So that's what you call a tax loophole.
Nice. Okay, so Ugodre, welcome back. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We don't know who that person is. He just left the studio. Oh, so there are loopholes. Interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know whether that's tax evasion or tax avoidance, but I mean,
that guy left the studio, yes.
That all right, later now, take care, we'll see you later. So he is basically saying that that's probably a way to
out of that kind of situation. Out of that. Not that we're trying to get out of that situation, just saying that, you know, if school fees.
What they are saying is that, look, so long as that cash enters your bank account, it's a gift, just carry yourself, JJ, go to the Inland Revenue, State Inland Revenue, or go online like the Lagos State has, and declare, Sadiq dashed me 1 million naira.
Well, school fees.
People come and take your 100k.
Okay. This is the gift, not the school fees.
That person that would do that thing, that person will not only make heaven, he will be on the front seat.
He will get the service apartment. Fantastic. Well, let's start going with the questions. I do see calls coming in. Let me try and pick this one up. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Do keep trying. There's a question here. Let me see if I can find a name. Don't see the name just yet. It says, my girlfriend recently attended a Forex seminar in church where they were taught about Forex trading. Now, the organizers promised 20% return on investment after 10 days or 50% after 20 days if they invested their money so they could trade for them. More like bring the money for the organizers and the Forex seminar to help them trade and give them the 20 or 50% interest on their monies after a certain period. My question is, are such returns possible given the conditions stated? Because she's so hyper about this, she's already pulling money together to invest so they can trade for her and give her her returns. Is this possible? Forex trading. I mean, we're talking things about 20% in 10 days and 50% in 20 days. What kind of foreign exchange are they?
Tell your girlfriend that, you know, sometimes in the night when you're trying to go home and, you know, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
And you're entering public transportation.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at the bus and you see some funny kind of people in that bus, and the conductor is telling you to come in.
Oh yeah,
and sit down, the driver. That phenomenon where they don't eventually take you to your destination.
It's called,
but push you out. It's called what?
One chance.
Exactly. So, yeah, forex trading is good.
Yeah, but there are
so many that is one chance. So there are a few that we've sort of like talked about on this show. Standard ones, mm-hmm, and all that. They are regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, you know, you can try some of them.
But it's not going to give you those kind of returns.
Anything can give you, like even stocks can give you this kind of return.
Really?
But it's not guaranteed. So what they don't tell you is that, you know, in the same way you can make 40% in 10 days,
you can lose
it all in a day or in 10 days as well. So that's the other side of the story that, you know, they don't seem to share. So they sort of tell you like it's one way. It's never one way. It's it can go sideways.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm not denying the fact that some forex trading deals can give you.
Oh, so they say can give you.
It's all trading,
okay.
It's all margin. You know what I mean? It's all margin. So you can make that much, but at the same time, you can lose as well. So you got to be able to balance that and understand that, look, it's not, you know, one way traffic where, anytime you put the money,
it doesn't work out like that.
The likes of Apple, Google, Microsoft, they still work hard every day to make money, to churn out new production. It's because they know that if they slow down, if they shut their eyes, they can lose.
Absolutely.
So there's no free lunch anywhere. Please, no investments in this world. Please go and market.
Yeah.
Can continue to give you that 20%, kind of 40% returns every 10 days without a risk of losing or making a loss.
So yes,
it does not exist according to Ugo Dre. This is not that guy that just left.
This is actually Ugo Dre.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so maybe change your girlfriend or she changes the church.
Maybe like just change the boss.
Well,
the boss.
Well, well, well. Yeah,
be
so
careful the kind of boss that you hop into.
Well, true. So, you know, take notes, advise her, tell her, or then again, maybe not invest the amount you are looking to invest in the beginning. Maybe do something smaller and then see if you do get those returns and then you can do more. Well, I don't know, but just like Ugo Dre said, there's one chance and you cannot get these kind of returns 100% all the time. So be very careful. Let's try to pick up this call. I've done it again. Yeah, sorry. Uh-huh. You said, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, did you know that last year, I'm about to tweet this now, though.
Okay.
Nigerians put in an extra 500 and 29 billion naira.
Whoa.
In mutual funds.
Wow.
Yes.
Last year alone.
Last year alone.
Ah, people are investing.
Yeah, so and I kind of feel a little bit.
Okay, that explains it.
You know, excited about it because there's a lot of work you and I have been doing on this show.
Yes,
so I mean, like, can we talk a lot about mutual funds?
True.
So a lot of Nigerians are pouring cash into mutual funds.
I mean, I don't want to mention names. I've seen some investment apps where
529 billion naira in mutual funds. That's over $1 billion.
Yeah, every single fund that they had on that particular app was taken or sold out. There was no space for anything anymore. Could that also be as a result of what the CBN had done and the fact that treasury bills have gone down with regards to interest rate for that, which is why more people are going in this direction? Could that be part of it as well?
Yes, Sadiq. That's part of it. But that was even lesser part of the year.
Okay.
But it is also, I think it's also because...
Knowledge.
There's knowledge there. There's better financial literacy out there.
Thanks to you.
And then, and too many of us that, you know, that do this every day.
Yes.
And then I think that last year was one year that we didn't really get a lot of Ponzi schemes.
So there was
a dearth in Ponzi schemes last year.
Okay.
So people who had like, you know, free cash and all of that sort of put that money, you know, into somewhere. And then I think real estate was suffered a bit last year. So,
people
had free cash, you got to put that money somewhere and then, you know, put into mutual funds. So incredible. And you must also give it to the mutual funds themselves. Mm. So I think that it really stepped up.
Yeah.
In terms of advertising,
in terms of delivering
to people, you know, and, you know. And then long lasting, Sadiq, that really, really helped was technology. So with the rise of fintech and apps and all that, it's just increasingly easier to invest in the mutual fund. So 529 billion.
Wow.
That is an incredible
That's incredible.
Sum.
And that's some good news. So things are looking up. Well, technically. Right. Moving on to this one. This is from Nkechi Solomon. And she's saying, hello, sir. I need you to please explain this TIN required by banks from next week. Can I get it from LIRS or FIRS? And if I get the number, will they start deducting money from my account directly? Nkechi wants to know. So, yes. Process.
Repeat that question again.
Yeah, so basically she's saying, can I get the TIN from LIRS or FIRS? And if I get the number, will they start deducting money from my accounts directly? Is what she's asking.
Well, so they're not going to deduct your account directly.
Okay.
Your money from your account directly. You know, however, they can, with the TIN just sort of links you, the tax you, to your BVNU. So that way they can freeze your account
in case you default and they tax you.
Suspect that you're earning and you're not, because they can see,
the money is coming into your personal account.
They cannot compare that with the taxes that you're paying, right? And then now. Decide and say, wait a minute,
Wait a second.
You have been earning side hustle.
Yeah, and you have not declared that side hustle.
But you've only been declaring the money they are paying you at Mega Electrics.
Because I believe you.
So, Mr. Banker, freeze that account.
It's school fees.
They've actually frozen a lot of people's account, by the way. People,
oh, really?
Yeah, regular people like you and I that I know. Frozen. No jobs.
Based on this particular policy already.
Yes.
Wow.
No so
once
jokes.
They, once they look at your income.
Yeah. I know a small business owner that her account was frozen.
Oh.
Yeah. Also some money going in. So that's why, look, the next masterclass that we're going to have on Nairametrics, we're going to really focus on tax issues, how to avoid all these things, how to pay your taxes on time and all that. And don't get involved in all, you know, avoid their trap and stuff like that. Just, you know, be up. Make sure that you get the benefit of your money and while paying the right taxes as well. So that's probably going to come on in February. You don't want to miss that one because, look, this is really serious today. These guys are not joking. To get your TIN number, there are two types. There's the TIN number for the state Inland Revenue Service. So Lagos staff, for example, Lagos Internal
Revenue Service. So that's LIRS.
Yeah. So that is TIN numbers for individuals.
Oh, so the Lagos state one is...
what you call enterprises, sole traders or individuals. So taxes that are paid by individuals as a salary earner is called PAYE.
Yeah, PAYE.
You also get a TIN number. Pay as you earn. You also get a TIN number. Taxes that are paid by regular guys who are not employed, maybe entrepreneurs, owners of businesses, small businesses. That's personal income tax.
PIT. And then you're not going to pay that unless your business is making a certain amount of money, right?
No. Personal income tax is you.
Oh,
that's
it's
your own personal tax. It's not even your business.
It's not the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
no, I'm saying for the company tax.
Yeah, you only pay it as a business if the name of your business is Sadiq Enterprises. It's not limited.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Yeah.
And you yourself and you or Sadiq and sons or Sadiq and children.
Uh-huh.
I never call it Sadiq and children.
Exactly. Why is it Sadiq and sons? Because it just doesn't
sound Sadiq and daughters. Sadiq and sons.
That's true.
So Sadiq
that's
and children.
Sadiq and peoples that are moderately linked to him.
So, so you get, but for federal limited liability
companies,
company business, you get your TIN number, your TIN tax identification number from the Federal Inland Revenue Service.
All right. Interesting comments here. Someone is saying they really like the analogy of the bus. Yes, that's Manuel from Oniru. Okay. And there's another person here.
Don't enter that bus, yeah.
Please don't. Jokes is saying, please stop calling these amounts of money. That's the $502 billion poured into mutual funds. He says he shouldn't be talking about it, Ugo Dre. Before tomorrow, the government comes to collect. I don't know how. But right.
We collected it already.
Abby,
it's been collected. Because that money is going into government securities mostly.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from, sir?
Yeah, this is Kazim calling. I'm calling from Ajota.
Kazim from Ajota. Thank you so much for calling in. So what question do you have for the money man?
Okay, I actually want to make a clarification or probably corrections on the opening statement of Mr. Ugo Dre.
Okay.
In respect of the TIN number, I think probably he misquoted that particular section because what the law actually states is that it is only those that are using their accounts to operate a business that are required to submit their TIN to bank, not every individual. You understand? Yeah, even those that use their account for business, no bank will ask them to submit TIN from next week. They pay about 90 days to comply.
They still have to 90 days to comply.
Yes. Because when a new law takes effect like that, you have to be able to comply.
Okay.
So it's not everybody, so that people shouldn't be scared. Nobody will have to salary now to go and
no, but even your salary. Yeah, but you're already taxed with your salary. I mean, from the company already. So
yes, but it's not mandatory that a salary now.
Yeah.
Except that a particular account is used for business.
Uh-huh. But it was actually from a question, that's why. But you know, the person was actually asking for their own personal business and what. But thank you for that clarification. We really do appreciate. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think he kind of got mixed up. We're actually responding to the question, right? Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a no-brainer basically. If you're a salary earner, your TIN already is tied to your
salary account. Yeah.
To your employer's schedule.
Uh-huh.
And then to your bank already. So that one is a given.
It's a given.
So this one is for
we're
those. So if you don't fall in that bracket and you're trying to open an account and you don't have a TIN number. They're going to get your TIN number. But if you're an employee already, LIRS has your TIN number already.
Exactly. So
if they don't, if LIRS today sees a bank account, and a BVN, mm-hmm. a bank name BVN, without a tax identification number. They are going to ask me. So it is either you don't remit taxes via PAYE.
Aha. So that's, do you understand? Yeah, that's
so
what we're talking about.
If you don't remit
about.
Taxes via PAYE, the assumption is that you that's don't have a business that you're not tendering. So they're like, where is this income coming from? Mm-hmm. So that's basically what I mean. But
it's school fees. It's school
good
fees.
Clarification. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying it's school fees, just in case anyone is listening.
Yeah.
That's amount of money is school fees. Right. Another question here says, what are some of the less demanding side hustles you'll recommend for me to do alone being a student in 2020? This is because I want to save and invest more. So side hustles for 2020.
Man, asking if, if we start side hustles today,
we won't stop.
Metrics website. Just go there. Have you downloaded the app, by the way?
Oh, yes. there's an app?
We got an app. Sadiq, come
on.
Wow.
Did you mention this last week?
I don't know. There's been an app since January. You can get the app on your Play Store or iOS. And just go to the search and just type side hustles. You're going to see several side hustles. There was actually an article that was done 2 weeks ago, I think. You know, small businesses that you can do. Like, this is not these startup kind of real engineer business that some guys dropped out there. Lovely nuggets.
Nice.
You can check them out.
We shall check that out.
You see, just remember that, you know, commission on the house.
Oh, really?
Tax free.
Really?
Tax free.
I don't know who you are. Who are you again?
But I hope Charles knows, though, that if you give him a gift, he pays taxes. Doesn't know yet.
I hope you know that if you receive gifts, cash gifts, you have to pay tax
10%,
on it.
Charles.
Eh? What do you say? What do you mean excuse you? That's the law. It's not about excuse you.
It's about where did you get
the
money from?
For me, I don't receive tax. I only receive school fees. So, and apparently school fees is not taxable.
Well, like I said, show receipts. Which school did you pay the money to?
It's the Sadiq School of Life.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently.
Gifts
are taxable.
Capital gains tax.
Yeah, so all those things.
So someone gives you a cash gift, you pay tax.
Yes, you pay tax on it.
As a good citizen, you walk to the nerve and you give them their 10K.
clearly, Charles. And he's very interested in paying that tax.
Maybe he's getting a lot of cash gift.
We have to discuss this. We'll go on a very short break. We'll be right back.
Biggest conversations. Lagos Talks.
Welcome back to Lagos Talks 91.3. Welcome to your financial literacy program. Welcome back to EMM. We have our money man in the building, Ugo Dre Obichukwu, and we've been talking. Yes, we finally convinced Charles that he's going to pay. No, what do you mean you don't earn an income? No, so I'm saying gifts.
How do you survive?
Gifts. The gifts.
How
so you
do
don't
you
get
survive?
Gifts.
That means you're earning money on charity.
Yeah.
Which is a gift.
It's a gift. No, but charity. Can you consider charity a gift, though? It is. Is that still part of it? Yeah. You see, Charles, it's still part of it.
I live from hand to mouth.
Anyway,
yes.
Because if I go to people's homes, Charles and Sadiq were cursing.
What? I wasn't cursing. I was only just explaining.
From. Anyway.
No, I was only explaining the intricacies of the tax number and what it would do to our lives. That's all. So, right. We've run out of time, Ugo Dre. Can't ask the final question. But yes, tell people how to get in contact.
All right, Lagos, as usual, if you've got a question
on how to maybe get a gift voucher,
always come to any of our social media handles. At Nairametrics, and then you can ask your questions or go straight to my own personal social media handle, drop your questions on a DM, maybe slide into my DM, drop your questions.
Ooh.
They were going to check it out and we can take it here.
Yeah.
How about the issue of companies that make less than 25 million turnover? No tax.
But you still need to register your tax identification number.
But you don't pay no tax.
So is that where
that's where he has found his way.
Just make sure that you don't exceed 25 million.
Open a different company.
I'll
be shipping your problems there.
That one too, though. Got you at the end of the day. So, by the way, if it's this company that's the same kind of business, they'll know you're being crafty. So, send us a WhatsApp message or join our WhatsApp channels or Telegram channels. A lot of nuggets are dropped your daily. 0814 500 0098. 0814 0814-500-0098. One more time, 0814-500-0098. Peace. I am out of here. See you next week.
Lovely. Thank you so much for listening. It has been Everyday Money Matters. You know exactly how to reach Ugo Dre and us. Thank you so much. But do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. We'll be right back.